Welcome to the Payments Podcast, where we talk to innovators about how they're reinventing, reimagining, and recreating the payments ecosystem.
Hi, this is Jeff Green for Payments.com, and we're here today with John Phillips, Head of Marketing at Digital River World Payments. And we're going to discuss the company's online webinar, The Mobile Age, The Impact in Emerging Markets, which takes a deep look inside trends behind mobile devices for e-commerce in the BRIC markets of Brazil, Russia, India, and China. Welcome to the podcast, John.
Thank you, Jeff.
To start, can you give our audience a little bit of background on the state of mobile today in regard to commerce trends?
Sure thing. You know, as a top 10 seller of record and leading global provider of commerce as a service solutions, inclusive of payments and marketing services, Digital River is advantaged by processing a $30 billion dollars in transactions per year on behalf of thousands of merchants, from software companies to branded manufacturers of physical goods. So the insights from these transactions enable us to act on these developing trends we're seeing to better serve our clients and their customers. And in particular, within the last few years, we've confirmed dramatic shifts in product research and consumption patterns away from the desktop and laptop, personal computers, and towards smartphones and tablets. By as much as 50%. Now, this places mobile at the center of the digital landscape. Now, further, there's industry research that indicates upwards of 15% of total commerce transactions driven by mobile in the U.S. and China, with 10% in the U.K. and just 5% in Brazil. You're going mobile in a global way has local complexities, you know, considering the various factors from government regulations, wireless infrastructure and capacity issues, carrier voice and data model, equipment manufacturer, distribution subsidies, kind of list goes on and on, as well as the merchant's own investment in mobile commerce experiences. But what we do know is that when consumers have a choice, they choose the convenience of mobile, you know, enabling behaviors like web rooming and showrooming. And these sort of behaviors have extended the purchase consideration process, and they're blurring the line between digital and physical commerce experiences.
So how are these trends shaping what Digital River is thinking about mobile, and how are the trends affecting the way your clients are thinking?
Well, you know, while a big shift to mobile has been expected for some time, the always connected consumer has created new ways for brands to engage directly, increasing loyalty, and in the process creating new business and billing models. Over the past few years, these insights have created opportunities for Digital River to help clients reach new markets and increasing conversion by delivering multilingual mobile-friendly shopping experiences, and importantly, supported by locally preferred payment types. And this is, you know, this is really the key, being mobile-friendly and locally relevant, to understand and to influence consumer intent. For example, software clients we're seeing are fulfilling a need to provide consumers more and more services via the cloud, via a subscription model intended to increase lifetime value, while branded manufacturers are streamlining collaboration with their channel partners parallel to going direct, mobile and social and local marketing, as well as looking at store and inventory location capabilities, you know, getting close to approaching this omni-channel ideal. Additionally, we're serving a growing market of small to mid-sized businesses and banking partners that have come to rely on mobile payments and mobile point-of-sale solutions as core financial technology components to their growth strategy. But both digital and physical, as well as payment examples, reveal a need to serve customer and the merchant when and where most convenient for them.
Let's move forward a little bit. What are some of the key data points you can share with us about the future of mobile, specifically, you know, trends in the BRIC and emerging countries, and how will this influence the mobile environment in those countries?
Yeah, each of, you know, the BRIC markets is actually very different, requiring a specific approach to translate the unique challenges into mobile commerce opportunities. So for example, Brazil's e-commerce potential has gone crazy, exploding from $600 million in 2009 to what's forecasted to be $36 billion in 2015. And while mobile penetration is higher than the U.S., India, and China, the high cost and low adoption of smartphones combined with slow network speeds, lagging e-commerce merchant activity, it presents the largest challenges for realizing significant gains and shifting and growing mobile commerce revenue in Brazil, I mean, at least in the short term. However, you know, commerce-related activities such as mobile banking, e-wallets, and comparison shopping have been heavily adopted, confirming the customer's ready. In our webinar, we chose to break down the opportunities in Russia, India, and China along the same lines as a reference point for prospective clients and partners to accelerate their global expansion planning.
Well, to wrap up, can you share with our listeners the top three things they'll walk away with after attending the Mobile Age, the Impact of Emerging Markets online webinar?
Yeah, sure. My best advice would be to come prepared with tablet stylus ready to take some curious notes. Our commerce and payments experts have aggregated insights from Digital River proprietary data as well as through inquiries with the most credible research firms to help develop a winning approach to emerging markets, best practice, if you will. Our intent was to provide our clients and partners with a baseline data set around the following. First, market drivers. So coming away from this webinar, you'll be able to look at internet penetration statistics by market, e-commerce growth rates, mobile usage trends in particular, indicating what the m-commerce opportunity is today and in the future. Second, market complexities surrounding regulations, infrastructure, adoption, credit, cultural challenges, and any other dependencies that impact consumer behavior and the potential in that market. And then third, any game changers, specifically technology development, consumer trends that expect to accelerate progress and speed to market for all of us. So, I'm optimistic that people will be really satisfied. I hope everyone will enjoy the webinar and be able to make use of the data and insights that we've prepared. And we welcome the opportunity to discuss how Digital River's multi-tenant, fast commerce, payments, and marketing services can help to accelerate speed of revenue across the globe or in any particular market of interest.
Okay. Well, thanks, John. I really appreciate you spending time with us today to go over some of the trends you're seeing. And I'm sure our audience will definitely get a lot out of participating in the webinar.
My pleasure, Jeff. Thanks for the opportunity.
Sure. Looking forward to talking to you again.